Minnesota Vikings fans, welcome back to the Living and Loser Bill podcast, Purple People Eaters Edition. I'm your host, Chris Carlson. My co-host, Aaron Miller, will be joining us shortly. And today on the program, I took that from somebody that says that a million times. Today on the program, some topics, quick little topics we'll brush upon, whether it's extending Dalvin Cook, this SI article that talks about a trade scenario that would be phenomenal. We have to talk about, at the end of the show, mind you, PJ Fleck getting those Gophers some commits for next year. But I'll tell you what, it's mock time. We are going to do a mock draft. My co-host Aaron is going to be doing a mock draft in the GM form so he can make some trades or tweaks or whatever. I'm just going to be doing it straight up to kind of give a nice little, little dual look at it. Because, maybe we will just move back and get a bunch of trades. Maybe we'll just straight up trade, or straight up draft through four or five rounds and most of our stuff maybe will be late. You never know, because we could acquire 19 seven-rounders. You know what I mean? We could do that too. So we'll talk a little bit about that. This won't be – we've already done our draft, in-depth draft show. So this is more of just a we can't wait for tomorrow type thing. Like to send a shout-out to all those folks that supported the show last week. That if you haven't listened to it, check it out. It's right there on Rope and Dope Radio, on blogtalkradio.com and all across the platform. We'll talk about that in a second. But like I said, we're going to have some fun on this. And just overall, we're here to be a distraction. We just want to appreciate, in general, the last few shows that we've been doing. Like I said, we just want to be a distraction during a very trying time. So we'll get into this in a second. If this is your first time listening to the Living Loser Bro podcast, Purple People Eaters Vikings Talk, right? You can find it right here on blogtalkradio.com/ropeitoperadio. It streams live at archives right here. But you don't have to only go to Blog Talk to get it. You can find this show under the Rope It Over Radio podcast, whether it's at Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, Player FM, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, really all across the board. We're also part of the Grueling Truth Sports Podcast Network, which can be found on Spotify as well. You can use your Siri or Alexa through TuneIn or Spotify to find the platform. While you're at it, why don't you head on over to thegruelingtruth.com. That's thegruelingtruth.com. They got a great sponsor over there, betnow.eu, with the promo code TGT. It's football, it's baseball, it's basketball, it's boxing, it's everything in between over there. And just one more thing. If you're thinking about cutting the cord or maybe you hadn't, you're not quite happy, we're all kind of, the ones that, essential workers aren't doing it, and we definitely, our thoughts go out to them. But a lot of us are just, archiving stuff. So I got something for you. I do it myself. It's called AT&T TV Now. It's live streaming cable. You can try it for free for the 7-day free trial. There's no annual contracts. The plans start as low as $55 a month. You can stream it anywhere. They have the cloud DVR. That's AT&T TV Now, like I said, live streaming cable. However, if you're in an area where you just can't really get even decent to mediocre internet, it's one thing to go on Netflix or Amazon and to binge something on archive. But when you do have a live streaming platform, it's a little difficult. There is AT&T TV. That's the normal cable brand. It's a platform that's growing. It's here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, in New York, parts of Florida, parts of Texas, parts of California, all the way up in Seattle in the Northwest, places like St. Louis in the Midwest as well. Basically, just Google it, AT&T TV, put your area code in there, see if you got it. Otherwise, AT&T TV Now, that's live streaming cable. Okay. So a lot of folks on Twitter and in the FB groups and everything, it seems like everybody's like Mel Kiper Jr. Jr. We have been focusing on this draft probably more than any other draft in our lifetimes. It's a very meaningful draft at that, which kind of makes it interesting. it's one of those things that you just don't know how many youngsters you can bring in and plug in to play in either really solid role player positions or starters. And we're going to have to probably have both. So it's a crucial draft like that. How we draft the trades or not trades that we do, the no trades, as far as players, you know, veteran players like a Trent Williams, like a cornerback or anything like that, it's going to really let us know in a lot of ways where we're standing for next year. The every other year thing, playoffs, no playoffs, playoffs, no playoffs. That's been Zimmer's run, and even back it up two more years, that's been Spielman's run as well. So are we going to be able to get to the playoffs next year? It's a little too early to say that, obviously. And they've already mentioned the Redskins day there. Peter King said he really expects Trent Williams to be traded in the draft. However, I've also heard a couple things saying, well, we're going to trade him, but then this could be smokescreen. But we're willing to go beyond that, too. You know, we're willing to go beyond the draft. We could do it in a month or whatever. Basically, taking a lot of calls from them. So my guess is there's going to be some sort of major trade, whether it is Trent Williams, knock on wood, or just moving back and collecting second and third rounders or whatever, an extra second, an extra fourth, whatever the case is. So before we get into any kind of that SI article that we'll break down quickly, two questions right away, Aaron. And by the way, hello, how are you doing, sir?
I'm real good, getting geeked up for this draft. I think everybody is. It might not be the most important draft, but I think it's certainly going to be the most visible draft, as everybody else really doesn't have much else to focus their sports attention on at the moment. So let's get this one going.
Yeah, and when I mean important, I'm talking Vikings. Because this is important regardless. Even if we do get some solid damn players like vets out of it, which I kind of hope we do, because I want to win next year for sure. I think if we bring in Trent Williams, we're winning next year. Two questions, though, real quick. The extension of Dalvin Cook or the possibility. And also, you know, we really feel confident from rounds 3 to 6, even 4 to 6, that there's guards to be had that could compete and maybe develop, maybe not play next year, maybe, who knows. But it does seem like when you're going through this stuff, it feels like we could get a guard. So the guards are going to be there. It's pretty heavy. But we also talked about off-air just a moment ago. It does seem like there's better centers. Now, obviously, first round, we just spent a pick on a pretty decent rookie who looks like he could really maybe turn the corner, potentially. I'm not saying, hey, let's get another high center. But when that late second, third, fourth, as we talked about, what are your thoughts on moving a center and trying him at guard? Because it kind of feels like that might be, you know, if we could get a guard in a center, that would be great. As far as Dalvin Cook, he is a guy that is, his, you know, he's definitely let it be known that he wants to stay here. Now, McCaffrey just got a pretty damn good deal, but even yesterday, or not yesterday, but a couple days ago, said, I definitely love Minnesota. I love everything about the state has to bring. Being a kid, I was drafted from Miami, his hometown. Didn't know what I was getting myself into. I'm actually very happy where I'm at. And I would like to stay long term. Obviously, we'd have to keep, you know, adding to this offensive line if we're going to keep him here too, instead of just worrying about some sort of stud wide receiver. Maybe we'll get a stud in the draft, obviously. But those two questions. Extending our boy Delvin, and maybe jumping on a center earlier than we think because he could possibly play guard.
Well, I think with Delvin, anything you can do, if he'll cooperate to keep him, would be, I guess, the optimal thing for that situation. Now, it's hard to tell how much of it's his agent talking or him talking. You hear a lot of good things when people are up for contracts, but when it comes down to the brass tacks, you know, are they willing to take a heavily incentive-laden, long-running contract at a lower price, or maybe with a big signing bonus or a small one? It just depends on the contract that he's looking at, but it's nice to know that you know, verbally that he has an intention and a willingness to stay here and not, you know, maybe try to break the bank more than, like that McCaffrey deal. I just don't think we could do that, but I mean, you never really know what can be done, but I mean, it's nice to hear that he wants to be here. Obviously the number one choice for, I think, Viking fans and probably for the franchise is to find a way to keep him here. But, you know, you have to start to look at the cost and the value for running back, value for a second contract running back and all those other variables. So, I mean, I think to wrap it up, if you can keep him, do what you can. Hopefully both sides can work together, come together and make it work. Now, as far as the guards go and the centers, I mean, obviously I think you're going to need two guards out of this draft and, one for depth, maybe one as a starter, maybe two starters. I think you just bring in bodies and see what happens. And as far as centers moving to guards, I mean, it's possible. It depends on the guy. I mean, I think we mentioned Cesar Ruiz. What do we do if he's there? And can you move him to guard? And absolutely, I think everybody thinks that they can move him to guard. But I think it really depends on the guard that you're bringing in, whether he's willing or able to move to the center position. And obviously, that goes into whether or not you draft him or not for that reason. But I think a guy like Cesar Ruiz, who has the guard center capability, is great for like insurance. Bradbury goes down. He can move to, you know, he can move to center if he learns that position. Or let's say, you know, you get Bradbury, or maybe even Bradbury switches and Cesar Ruiz takes the guard position or the center position. So I don't know. It's up in the air. I think it just matters the center you get. And, I think maybe the Hennessy kid could do it too. But you know, obviously, as you know, I'm in favor of, you draft a guy to position, you keep him at the position that he's been playing for all those years. And, you know, that's what you'd like to do. But I think if there's one guy in the draft who really has that flexibility, it's that Cesar Ruiz kid out of Michigan.
You're open to it, basically, potentially.
I mean, I'm open to a lot of things.
A guy that might be able to do guard. You're at least open to it to where, hey, maybe that can add more competition at guard, because that's obviously what we're going to need to do.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the spot, tackle and those guard positions. I mean, I think I have some faith in the Drew Samia thing, but as far as like the elf line, and you got to fill that with a great player at the other side if you really want to build that offensive line. And I think you got to bring in a good number of bodies in this draft or free agency to really shore up that line. I think, like we said in the show last week, is that's how we're really going to tell where they stand as an outlook for this coming season. Are they going to, you know, put the money in the line and then maybe give us a chance to make the playoffs? Or are they going to, you know, kick the can down the road, get some other positions, fill in the line at a later date, and maybe, you know, look towards 2021?
And a chunk of days ago, the deadline to sign restricted free agency to offer sheets have come and gone. And there were no offers for Kareem Hunt with the Browns or Taysom Hill. Remember that guy that says basically Taysom Hill, or who that one dude said Jackson is a poor man's Taysom Hill. Some dude said that. It's like, dude, are you just trying to get popular during this, like, sequester? Come on, dude. Like, come on. Like, what the hell? The dude's already proved himself as a full-time freaking guy. But, you know, ignorance is bliss, as we know, and we can go further, but we won't. Real quick, we got another scout. Remember the guy, he wanted to smell him? He wanted to feel him? He wanted to kind of feel him out? Pause. That scout that was talking about, this dude's talking about Becton, that big old Louisville dude. Know why I have him fifth on my vote? He's got him fifth as an O-tackle. You know why? Well, because he loves to cook and eat more than he loves freaking football. And I'm like, hey, it's better than him going to Mickey D's. At least he can control what he's cooking. Some of this stuff is just really silly. But there was an interesting tweet that showed a variety of since basically second rounders since 2011. And I bring this up because obviously we know that odds are we're going to move one of these, whether it's for a vet player like Trent Williams or to move back. Or it could be a combination. We could do that with both our picks, trade one and trade one back. You know, that'd be okay too. But when you look at this second round, the depth of this draft, but then even the guys we've gotten there, Kyle Rudolph, Kendricks, Alexander, Delvin Cook, Brian O'Neill, Irv Smith, not a bad little run there at the second round. And it just – it just adds to the obvious that one of these, if not both of them, I'm not a big fan of trading both of them unless it is for Trent Williams, and then the other one we move back to the second round. What are your thoughts there on that type of idea? Because I don't want to just trade both for moving back. I shouldn't rule it out, but I'm favoring a vet player, and then I'd be okay moving that the other pick back to you know, maybe get some of these type of players that we've been so successful with, rather than having to get some both of them in the first round.
Well, I think the greatest real estate, like I said in the show before, is at top of the second round. I mean, obviously that's kind of a weird statement because, you know, the best real estate is pick one, round one. But next to that, I think that top of that second round is great because you kind of get rid of that day one thing and you start to redo your board and look at two. And if you got a shot at the top of that second round to get guys that maybe fell, and I think the value goes up after that first day too. Like you start getting calls and it's almost like another first round value in a sense. But, I mean, I think I was a little bit for trading out, for both of them in the first round, but I've come around to the idea of maybe you stick at 22, see who's there. You gotta want to see who's there because you just can't tell how the board's gonna go. You're gonna want to see who's there at least at 22, and you can kind of maybe project it. Maybe we keep 25 because there's two guys there that we really like, and we got to get them both. Or if there's one guy there you like, maybe you can move back, get some good second round picks for that first round, 25. Or like you said, maybe you've moved that already with the Trent Williams thing, which I'm fine with that. I think if you can get a proven tackle like that, you might not have to stretch or move at all for a rookie one. That makes a lot of sense. But I'm for keeping the first one and moving back on the second one, or I guess vice versa would be fine. But I'd like to just have that 22 to take a look when that pick comes on the board.
That's a good call. And before you get into some of this Sports Illustrated trade scenario, the only time in franchise history for the Bikes they've spent first-round picks on offensive linemen in back-to-back years was 25 years ago. Todd Stussy, 94, and RIP Corey Springer, 95. Kind of interesting there. Speaking of the offensive line, break this trade down for us here. It's a trade scenario. We've been heavy on the trade scenarios throughout our podcast, but that's because NFL guys keep putting us in the mix.
Yeah, are you talking about the Williams trade? Because we'll break that one down right now. Theoretically, or I should say hypothetically, there's a article that you sent me on this. It's three teams, which is very rare you find in the NFL that you're going to get a three-team trade. But what they're putting out there is it's between the Vikings, the Chargers, and the Redskins, obviously. Vikings would get a second-round pick. Desmond King, a cornerback, which I don't know a lot about, but maybe you know a little bit more than I do. 2021 fourth round pick from the Chargers, and then the tackle Trent Williams. You know, in exchange for that, Washington gets the fourth round pick this season at 132. They get tackle Riley Reiff, which obviously makes an obvious amount of sense, both cap wise and depth wise, and then they would get from us pick 112, which is in the fourth round, pick 151, which is in the fifth round. That's a Charger pick. And then the Chargers get our first round pick at 22 and Anthony Harris. So I guess it's like what they're trying to achieve here is that, you know, everybody wins, gets what they want, which is, I guess, the point of making a trade. Like I said, I'd rather give up the 25 than the 22. But if you got to take the 22 and Williams goes through everything he needs to go through, I mean, you got to check his health. You got to make sure he still wants to play. I mean, you take a year off of something, you know, maybe your priorities change a little bit. But if everything checks out, I have no problem giving away the 22 pick for that, although I would rather it be the 25.
Right, but we're not going to split hairs if we can get an all-pro that's coming off a year that he was actually rested. Working out, but, you know, his body's going to be fresh for the next couple of years. But that is a good call. You never know. You know, but if he was so worried about a contract, it tells me he does want to extend it. But that's a good call. You got to know that stuff, too. It'll be interesting. Let's get this puppy going. So Aaron plays GM. I almost said stimulation, but this has been stimulation. It has been stimulation, a whole lot of it. So he's going to do the GM. Let's just hope I can keep
people excited about this draft.
Right. He's doing the mock draft where we could actually trade. I'm just doing it straight up. Raw dog pause. Sorry about that. We're just going to keep this sexual innuendo stuff going. So why don't you get it going? I've already hit. I haven't done the first round as far as my pick, but I've already gotten it stimulated. So why don't you start us off, sir, Mr. GM?
Well, before I start it off, I'm going to lay some ground rules so we don't spend all day on this. I've got a maximum of 3 trades I can make, 3 total. I don't want to sit here and make 6-7 trades, end up with 29 picks. And then we made an agreement that in order for a trade to go through, Chris and I have to agree that it's a reasonable trade. And then the last
it
one.
It was a verbal agreement, though. I didn't get anything on paper, so I'm a little nervous.
Well, that's where I got you. You see, that's where I got you.
Damn it.
I'm bringing in 25 picks. No, and then I think we had another rule, but I guess we'll just go with it. I don't remember what else it was, but oh, it has to be something within reason, something that you could see Spielman doing. So he could do a lot, but it, you know, in terms of like, I'm going to trade 6 future picks for, that's right. Just not something that's
and
feasible.
His tendencies. We know his tendencies.
I mean, I'm probably not going to accumulate 9 seventh rounders, but we'll see how it goes. All right, so let's go ahead and hit this off. I'm using fanspeak.com. Maybe I don't want to plug that, but that's the board I'm using. Yeah, that's the board I'm using. I'm using Ty Nystrom's big board on Roto-World. So let's give it a run. All right, I'm hitting the start round. So you probably are sitting there at 22 right now.
Yes, sir. I am sitting there. This one's interesting. But go ahead. Why don't you get us going on that, just in case someone offers you a pick or whatever.
Okay, so right now, no offers, and I'm at 19. All right, so I'm sitting on the board at 21. Quick roundup of maybe any names that have – Jefferson's gone, Kinlaw's gone, C.J. Henderson, who we'd have some interest in, is gone, C.D. Lamb is gone. So those kind of the big, obviously Burrow and the others are gone, but Tua went at, pick 7 to Carolina in this one.
Oh,
so let's go here with, I'm going to think right off the top. I'm going to go see if we've got a tackle. We don't know about the Williams things. Obviously that would change, but let's say it doesn't, you're going to want to see if you can get in that tackle run. So I'm going to do that right now. I've got the end of the tackle run right now. I'm looking at Josh Jones or Ezra Cleveland. I think I'm going to take Josh Jones here. He's like the 6th. There's 5 top ones, and then there's Jones sitting there at 6. So he's like the sixth of 5 great ones, they say. So I'm going to go ahead and take Josh Jones out of Houston.
I like it. And my that O-tackle run happened, and we missed out on it. It's long gone. Those guys are long gone. They're on a plane already. Jones went 15th here, so we're looking pretty damn good. Both the edge rushers are gone. Ruggs, 18. Henderson, cornerback, 20. Mims, 21. Jefferson's out there wide receiver-wise. And I'm on Arif Hassan, keeping it local as well, by the way. He's got T. Higgins at the 35th overall available right now. Rieger at the 39th, Chenault at the 43. He really is high on Jefferson. I like this guy as far as his stuff locally and nationally, so I'm going to follow him, even though I don't know if I do it, and I know my co-host is just really pissed at me right now because, you know, Higgins is his guy, but I'm going Justin Jefferson. Otherwise, we have – well, okay, it comes down to this. Jefferson – or Fulton. You know what? I'm glad I said that way. I'm going Fulton. We need a damn corner. I'm going Fulton, sir.
So you went Fulton at 22?
Yeah, I read at the last second. I pulled the trigger.
All right. I like where your head's at on that. I mean, he's a strong corner. He's not one of my favorites just because I like the C.J. Henderson and the A.J. Terrell a little bit more. I think a little bit more twitch to him, but Fulton's definitely nothing.
Well, he's not on the board, though, buddy. Henderson's out. Those guys are
Right. But I'm just saying, comparing to the other guys that I like at the corner. But I mean, I think he's a great corner, a good choice there. I don't think anybody would be upset if that was the pick at 22. I mean, you got all these people yelling offensive line, which is true. But I mean, also, you know, you and I, we've always talked about best player available in the first round always. And,
yeah, plus this, all six of them were gone on my end. So that clears all right. that up. Let's move
so
on.
So I've called up the Indianapolis Colts here for pick 25 just
oh,
to see
boy.
What they give me for it. Anybody that sees my post,
let's
this
see
is
what
a,
we got.
So they got 2 and 12 in the second round. And that's what they're offering me for pick 25. I'm going to go ahead and see if they'll give me that. No, they won't. So I'm going to do another thing and give them maybe that third 41 and see if they'll take that. Okay, they
maybe
don't want that either.
Maybe we can sign Xavier back and trade him right now.
Sure.
Is that possible or no?
Sure. Xavier, that might work out. That might work out.
Xavier.
Okay, so they went ahead and took that. So now I've moved out of the first round at pick 25 and into pick 2, day 2, and pick 12, second round. So that's how I went with that pick. You should be up at 25.
All right, dude. I'm looking at Higgins. I'm looking at another corner, Gladney. We do have the defensive end from where's it? Oh, okay. Sorry. It went off there. Iowa. God, I honestly want to pick that TCU freaking corner, but I'm not going to go back-to-back corner. I am going to go oh, dude, Winnie's there, too.
Oh. I mean.
T. Higgins or Winnie, dude? I'm going Winnie.
Ooh, that's tough.
I'm going Winnie.
You're going to go Winnie? Okay. I can't blame you for it.
I'm going Winnie because of the versatility. We could still possibly trade Harris because we put him to the free. I'm going Winnie. I'm going defensive back heavy.
All right. Well, I mean, that's fine. You lose Higgins most likely, but I'll tell you what. Take a look at your board and see where Antonio Gandy Golden is. He might be a good makeup call for that. And you get Winnie, which, you know, that makes me happy. So I'm at pick 2 in the second round here. I'm going to go ahead and restart the round. Good to see that we got Winfield in the fold on your end.
Hey.
Where does he sit on mine? All right, so I'm thinking corner here just out of need. I'm going to cough here. I got some good ones on the board. I've got Jalen Johnson still on the board. I got Gladney still on the board. I got A.J. Terrell still on the board. And then I think I also got Winnie as well. Let me take a look and just make sure that he's there. No, he's gone. So that answers a lot of questions for me. He already went. So now I got to pick A.J. Terrell or Jalen Johnson. I just said how much I like A.J. Terrell out of Clemson. Didn't have the greatest game against Justin Jefferson in LSU, but nonetheless,
I think
he's a great player. Now, I'm also very tempted by Jalen Johnson. I think he's exactly what Zimmer likes. I'm going to go with my gut, and maybe I can find another kid here at 12. But so at pick 2 in the second round, Minnesota Vikings select A.J. Terrell out of Clemson.
All right. So, wide receiver-wise, we had a run. Let's just put it that way. We got ourselves a run. This one is I'm heavy. I'm heavy with the secondary, so that's good. I think I'm going to get – man, that Boise State O-tackle is available. I'm just going to – I could fill up on corners and get Arnett. He's still there.
I don't think there's any shame in that. I don't think there's any shame in that at all. Don't worry about doubling up on corners. Go ahead and do it if you think it's right.
I'm going to – ah, this one's tough. Screw it. Oh, God, shit. I mean, that's a lot of corners. You know what? It's a mock draft. That Cleveland Boise State kid – I'm going to go O-tackle.
I like it.
I'm going O-tackle. I know we need corners, but there are available corners on the free agent market still that could maybe plug one of those holes. All right, sir, up to you.
Well, I don't know if you hear it, but the phones are ringing off the hook over here, and there's a lot of business here for this second round pick number 12. Tennessee's called in. They want to give us second round 29, third round 29, fifth round 28, seventh round pick 10. And then the Seattle Seahawks also want that pick. They want to give us second round 32, third round 37, fourth round 27, and the fourth, another fourth round 38. So we're looking at
man,
a second, a third, a fifth, and a seventh. And then we're looking at
Spielman-like here.
A second, a third, and two fourths. If I was going to take one, I would take the Seahawks. You'd move back in the second, so you still get the second round pick. You'd get the third, but a very low third, a very low fourth, and a very low, and two low fourths. That's tempting to me. So let's look at the board and quickly see just if anybody's staring at me that just has to be taken and not giving up that pick. I'm looking at, see, I've already got the corner I like. T. Higgins is at 56, and you know the I don't even need to talk about that.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing on there. Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and turn down.
He was staring at you like, hey, what are you even going through this shit for?
Yeah. Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and decline those trades. I liked the Seattle trade, but not with the guy, one of my main guys that I want. With Winfield gone, there's only really one target I have in the upper rounds here, so let's just go ahead and take him. T. Higgins out of Clemson. So we got two Clemson players coming in, and we're still I got one more pick at 26 in the second. You're up.
Actually, you're up because I'm already through the already got my first third round pick. So why don't we catch you up to the third round?
All right. So we've taken a tackle. That's a big area of need. We've taken a corner, another area of need. We've taken a wide receiver, an area of need. So now I want to go and see. It's kind of a free pick here at the end of the second as far as filling needs. And I'm thinking, I mean, I got Gandy Golden staring at me. It'd be nice to have those two pillars running down the field at the same time. But I think we got to move away and maybe try to find another need that really sticks out. I'm going to go over to the edge here. Now, there's some guys I like that are a little bit later, but all the great edges are gone, all the top ones. So no Epinesa, no Chase Young, no nothing. So I think maybe we're going to wait and maybe get a guy that we like better down later in the draft. So quickly, let's pick somebody here. Jalen Hurts is on the board. It'd be an interesting pick. Maybe give Kirk something to look at.
I thought you didn't like him.
I mean, he's growing
on
me.
Moving up. He's moving up on you a little bit.
I think it's a little too early to get involved in the guards with the guards here. So I'm going to maybe go back to corner and see if we can find someone we like. And I think I see Bryce Hall there, who I think is
ooh,
like Jalen Johnson. And if you can pick up A.J. Terrell and Bryce Hall, it'd be pretty nice. So we're going to go Bryce Hall out of Virginia. Pick for the Minnesota Vikings.
I like it. I like it a lot. Them Virginia Tech boys can play corner. That's one thing I do know. I'll repeat it every show. All right,
okay,
so,
third round, bud.
Good. So you're in the third round now?
Yep, third round.
All right, well, I picked my third round. So why don't you – what do you have, two picks in the third round or what?
I got two picks. I got 25 and 41. Let's just get it rolling.
One more in there too, so you can do it and I'll do it.
Okay. So at 25, I'm looking straight guard here. I think we're going to be right in the middle of the guard run at 25. Obviously, I'll target Jonah Jackson. He's my favorite one out of there. But also, Robert Hunt is good. Damian Lewis is good. The Simpson guy's good. I mean, there's a lot of good guards here, and I think it's going to turn out that we're going to get our pick of this at the top of this guard run. So I guess we're probably starting it off. Phone rang. Jacksonville wants to give us round 4, pick 34. Round 5, pick 11 for our third round pick 41. The Patriots also want to give us three picks for third round pick 41. I think I'm going to hold on to that third round pick 41 because you're at the end of that long third round, and it'd be nice to just pick up whoever's left there. So now I'm going to move on to picking a guard. And I like Jonah Jackson, but I feel like I can get him later when I double up at guard. So right to me, it's between Robert Hunt and Damian Lewis. They're rated about the same. I hear that Robert Hunt's a big beast of a person and maybe not so quick on his feet. So I'm going to take the LSU kid, Damian Lewis, guard coming in maybe to start right away.
I like it. All right, we got a decision to make. We got a decision to make, baby. We are going wide receiver. It's time. Our boy Tyler Johnson or a guy that can stretch the field, kind of an all-purpose guy, KJ Hill from Ohio State. That's what I'm in between on right now. Tyler doesn't have the speed, but he is downfield in a slant guy. He can jump ball. He's got the one hand. Should I go to Hormer, or do I want to go with a guy that can hit the home run with KJ Hill? God, it is tough. But you know what? Since I'm not on the hook for a job on this one, I'm going to go Tyler Johnson. All right, Tyler Johnson's on the squad. We got too many boys, and I promise I won't pick another one.
Well, I mean, that's what we're doing, just a feeder program for the Vikings over there at the good old Golden Gophers. So, yeah, I'm happy with that pick. In fact, I think you made the right choice between those two as far as what we need. Maybe, you know, Johnson can play the outside and the inside or wherever you really want to put him. I hope that
– we got to pick up the pace a little bit here.
Oh, okay. So I'm at pick 341 here in the third. I've picked up a guard. I'm going to go back to the edge and see who's there, because I think that's the kind of final glaring need that we got. And I think I'll go ahead and take Khalid Kareem out of Notre Dame at 121. Fast, skinny pole right now, but I think he puts some weight on and gets under Andre Patterson. Could really make a difference. So Khalid Kareem, Notre Dame.
I like it. And I'm going the center from Wisconsin and hoping to do. Actually, you know what? It was a little tweak. My bad. I did not see that. I'm going Lewis from LSU as well, because I really like him, and he's already a guard. We don't have to move him. All right.
I like where your head's at there. Keep him where he – dance with who brung you is what we say. All right, so I'm at fourth round, pick 26. I'm going to wait and see how it goes down. I think I like to get another corner, a nickel corner here if I could. If there's somebody there that I like, if there's not a nickel, I think I want to go and maybe look at a center or a guard here. Defensive line possibly, but I think I can get someone that I like a little bit later. So I'm at pick 21, pick 22. Van Jefferson went at 23 to the Ravens. Now we're at pick 26. Let's go look and see if the UCLA kid, Darnay Holmes, is there, and he is. Perfect nickel corner. It might take him a while to work his way into the position, but at this point in time, I think it's a lot of potential there.
All righty. So I'm still in the fifth here. We do have an edge rusher from Michigan State. It's probably too early for Thaddeus Moss, but man, it's tempting because it is the fifth round. I'm going to go with the edge from Michigan State, good old Kenny.
All right, so we both sealed up the edge on defense. Nice pick there, Chris. So I'm on the fifth round two here. I got one pick. It's pick 9. And we're just going to go through and see where we're at. Now, I said I've got my corners. I'm going to look back at a receiver to maybe grab another one or another corner. I don't need another corner, so I'm sorry about that. I think defensive line or a receiver that sticks out to me, nothing there that I see at the moment. James Prochet, but he's a little bit later. I think I can get him later. So let's go to defensive line. And I don't see any. Roquan Williams, is that the kid you just took out of Michigan State?
It's Kenny. Okay. No, huh?
Okay, you took the other Willekes kid, the Willekes guy. All right, so I'm going to go Roquan Williams out of Michigan State. Now, we did sign that nose tackle, but so I've kind of unprioritized defensive line, but I think you get a good one here in the fifth round.
The reason why I kind of froze up there for a while, because it did actually freeze, and it was kind of messing up. So I actually That pick, I didn't realize that it popped forward, but I already took my sixth round pick.
Okay, well, I got two of them, so I'll wait. Go ahead. So far, I'll just run down quickly what I've done while I'm waiting for this thing to catch up. Quickly, Josh Jones in the first at 22. Second round, I got A.J. Terrell out of Clemson. I think I took T. Higgins out of Clemson. I took Bryce Hall out of Virginia and Damian Lewis out of LSU in the third. Khalid Kareem, Darnay Holmes, Raekwon Williams, and now I'm on the board here at 22. And I'm thinking that we could start maybe looking back at guard to bolster that either for depth or another starter if someone is there. And I see two players that I kind of like, but I know one of them I can wait on, so let's work away from that and see if we can go and find a tackle. Nope, so let's go find center. Is there anybody there? Nobody there I like. So now we find ourselves in a weird position. I'm going to go and see if there's anybody at safety. We're now at that part in the draft where you're looking for guys that maybe fell through the cracks, but I'm not seeing a heck of a lot of them, so now we just go back to the big board, and I start to look at maybe a quarterback if there's somebody there that we like. Nope, nobody really. Running back.
Yeah, there. Running back, I was going to say.
Nobody really there. Tight end. So I got a tight end I like. Steven Sullivan out of LSU. He's a blocking type tight end, which is what we need on the other side. We've got Rudolph. We've got the kid out of Alabama. And so we need kind of a David Morgan type blocking run game type of tight end. And so Steven Sullivan is the kid I'll take there out of LSU.
And we just got to hope he stays healthy because, man, we've had numerous guys the last couple of years like, oh, this kid's going to block. He's a good – oh, he's hurt. Oh, he's done for the season. And I got the old wide
receiver.
No,
I'm up again.
My bad. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'll finish out the sixth here. I'm up at 26.
That's cool. I forgot.
I'm up at pick 26, sixth round. I see a kid that I really like here. I can't pass up on him. His name's James Prochet out of SMU. Yeah. He's a Stephon Diggs clone. I'm going to go ahead and just take a flyer on him in the sixth.
All righty. Does that wrap up the six for you then?
Or yes, sir.
Okay. And I'm going to close her out. Well, I don't think it's a total close. I think I have another seventh. But I'm going Cephas. Or is it Cephas? That Quintez.
Quintez Cephas. Love that Cephas. Kid, too.
Yeah, yep. I'm going Scani. I'm going Scani here in the seventh round, pick nine. And I'm going to have another one coming up here. Why don't you do yours, sir?
Okay, yeah, you picked a steal there, I think. I think that's one of the steals in the draft there, so good eye on that. I've got three picks in the seventh. I've got pick five, pick 35, and pick 39. So at pick five, I'm going to start looking to see who's there. I also want to, you know, get some depth in the offensive line positions if I can find it. And I see one right there, a center out of Washington, Nick Harris. Like again, guard, center, flexibility, more bodies on the offensive line, can't go wrong.
Oh, there you go. And I actually, it froze up again, but I actually didn't have another pick. I thought I had one more at the end.
Okay.
I'm all
well, I'm
done.
Waiting for about.
I'm already in the bullpen. I'm done. You don't got to bring me out. I'm just
okay.
Jumping.
I've got two more left at 35 and 39, so I'm going to wait for those to go through. So I know we need a safety. A little bit of depth there. There's not a heck of a lot left on the board. So I'm going to take a look at that position with 35, and I'm also going to take a look at somebody in the quarterbacks. Is there anybody left there? Just somebody to come in and throw the ball through camp or whatever. So I see Cole McDonald out of Hawaii. I think he's got a chance to be good, and if not, he'll be a good practice squad guy for a couple of years. So let's take Cole McDonald out of Hawaii. And then at pick 39, obviously I want to go back and re-strengthen the guard position. And there's a kid out of Georgia, Solomon Kinley, who I don't think there's any chance he'll be here at the end of the seventh round. But he is on this, so I'll go ahead and take him, finish off the draft.
You know, it's funny. I hope this doesn't happen to the Vikings, but it went wrong like three separate times. And I realized I only did five rounds.
Yeah, I was thinking that you left up.
I was like, what is going on? I don't understand. What, am I still in this round or am I not? And it kept freezing. It wouldn't show me stuff. And so you know what it was is my mistake well, beyond the freezes, was I only went 5 rounds instead of 7. I'm like, this just can't be happening. Why would he be there? I don't understand this, but now it makes sense. So I only did a 5-rounder, which in the end, just going straight up drafts, no trades, it serves its purpose.
Yeah, I thought maybe you wanted to finish it off.
I was like, what the hell?
Oh, you only did 5 rounds. I see what you're saying now.
Yeah, and then it kept freezing, yeah. So it made it feel like, so I got to go to the next round now? What's going on here? And it kept, like, sending me to the next round, but it really wasn't, you know? It was really weird. But, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, yeah, I mean,
sense.
So.
I was wondering why that was the case.
I created all those rules and really only needed one trade, I guess, in that. It didn't seem like I had to make any more in the course of that. And the offers they were giving us just, you know, the guys on the board seemed a little bit better. So
yeah,
we got through that with one trade. I like that trade. I think if the Vikings can pull off that Indianapolis trade and just get to the top of the second round, I know you can maybe get Cincinnati there. They lead off all the rounds, and I think you just want to kind of be in that catbird seat in the top of the second round, either, you know, picks 1 through 5 in the second.
Right,
and
then right.
Maybe follow it up with like something in the teens would be really nice if you can find a way to get that pick to do that. I know a couple teams have 2 seconds. I think the Raiders might be one of them. So it looks like one way or another, they're going to move that 25 and, or the 22, but we just don't know which way that's going to go down.
Yeah.
So, I'll go to recap my draft real quick, and then I guess you can if you want to. I got Josh Jones out of Houston at pick 22, second round. Gave me A.J. Terrell, T. Higgins, and Bryce Hall. I think that's great. Got 2 corners that could possibly start, a receiver that could start. So possibly 4 starters in the first 4 picks. 5 starters maybe with Damian Lewis in the first 5 picks. And then Khalid Kareem, a little edge help. Darnay Holmes to come in and try to play that nickel spot, or at least to learn it. Raekwon Williams, the backup defensive line.
Raekwon, the chef.
Steven Sullivan out of LSU as a tight end depth. James Prochet, maybe play the slot a little bit as a rookie. And then Nick Harris, maybe guard center flexibility there. Cole McDonald is an arm, unless he shows more than that. And then Solomon Kinley to add a little guard depth. I think that's a pretty decent draft. If the Vikings came away with that, I'd be pretty happy.
So through 5 rounds, which that's all I did, Fulton, Winfield, so we got the secondary really nice. We did add a combo, so we got Quintez and Tyler Johnson, wide receiver, Damian Lewis, who I've liked pretty much the whole time at guard in the third round, so I got Johnson and Lewis in the third, and then good old Kenny Willekes or something, whatever the hell his last name is, the edge rusher. So, all right. You know, hey, let's see tomorrow what it brings. And real quick, before we shut this thing down, speaking about seeing what tomorrow brings, and when I mean tomorrow, I mean hopefully, knock on wood, the next several years, Fleck is doing his thing, dude. We already know that. That's kind of a dumb statement right there, but this guy keeps adding and adding and adding. And, yeah, not all these guys are going to stay. And, yeah, it's 2021. But we're going to bring in other guys for the ones that don't stay. But at this time of the year, we are normally – I mean, in years past, we would have, like, 3 or 4 guys. If we had 5 of them or 6 of them, 2 of them would be projects or something like that. You know, maybe we'd have 2 studs and then – or 2 4-stars, a 3, and then 2 projects or something like that. That's not the case with our boy Fleck. Today, got a 4-star athlete out of Illinois, one of the best dudes out of Illinois. And I bring up Wisconsin and Iowa as far as offers first because of how important that is, obviously. But we can add Notre Dame and Oregon for who wanted that dude as well. And we brought in 4 dudes in the last chunk of days, April 9th. We brought in another 4-star, Stephen Ortiz Jr., to go along with another 4-star that we had, that Athens dude, who's the 56 overall recruit in the class right now. And obviously, these stats are just these stats. So we're not going to go, well, he's the 7th, oh, he's the 8th, or whatever. But another big one, and this is a cornerback, 6 foot, but a 165, which I like because then you can put a little weight on him. Dickerson, rated basically in everybody's top 10 in the – at corner in the nation, 24/7 Sports has him at the 6th spot. Ohio State, Georgia, LSU, Oregon, Iowa, Nebraska. Yeah, you guys didn't get them for now anyway. I mean, this class in Dickerson is the second biggest or best, highest ranking, I should say, because best is just silly. Because we got to see him on the field. But basically the second highest ranked dude all time since they, you know, the internet age, of course, behind Jeff Jones, the Washburn stud, who, you know, ended up not working out here. But the second best guy we've ever gotten in about 20 years-ish. And PJ Fleck just the other day talking to the Power Trip K-Fan, stay tuned, there's more to come. Fleck, as we know, broken record, but this dude, we're like in everybody's top eight, no matter where you look right now. And, yeah, if that falls to 17 or 22 or whatever, it doesn't matter. The fact that we're even in the top 10 right now is really mind-boggling, dude. But it's not when you know what Fleck's been doing.
Right, it's just kind of like the natural progression. But, man, I saw it ranked at six, the sixth best as of now recruiting class in the country. That's unfathomable as a you know, Gopher fan for all these years. It's just you're like, what? You know, and like you said, even if it pans out to be 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, that's still higher, much higher than it's ever been before. It's really incredible and really impressive. I mean, the inroads you make, I guess a great season will do that. But you got to sell the school. You got to sell everything. Fleck's just really doing great things over there as far as recruiting's going. You're seeing guys coming out of states that you couldn't touch before. Florida guys, Texas, kind of rolling all through that stuff. So you start to look back at day one when Fleck's saying we're going to turn this into a nationally relevant program, and you're just kind of like, okay, bud, we've heard that, but right. Yeah, it's there.
I mean, you're chili hot, dude. We get it. We know your chili's hot. We get it. You know, Brewster style.
I mean, they kind of just snuck up last year, had a great season, and now you back that up. I think you had two, like, early 20s recruiting class, 21 for two seasons, and now he's, like, you know, going to be somewhere in that maybe 8 to 12. It's really impressive.
I don't know. We'll see, because a lot of, you know, once they start adding, it's tough to say, you know.
Like, yeah, I never know how the kids are going to pan out.
Even if you get the top 25 consistently, that's good enough, because obviously we develop players very well.
Yeah, and now you got guys going out in the draft. You made possible first rounder in Winfield. I mean, I guess this is what a major national football or a major national college football program looks like, and it's all new to our eyes.
Yeah, yeah. The old folks here are like, yep, this is what I remember. But yeah, man, this is great. So anyway, we are going to shut this puppy down. Any last words there, sir?
No, I mean, I want to, you know, with the draft tomorrow, you want to, you know, just hope that you don't get fleeced. Make sure that, you know, all the internet cables and all that great stuff. We don't want to end up with another Kevin Williams situation or anything like that. But it's exciting. But like I said, after the draft, man, it's going to be cricket. So we're going to come up with some content and do some other stuff. If you want to follow us on Instagram, go ahead and follow us at living.in.loserville. Podcast on Instagram, get a few more followers, be nice, and we'll put more posts up, and I thought this was a fun show.
And we'll follow you, too. We'll follow you. But, yeah, we'll definitely be back. What we're going to do is on Sunday we're going to do a straight-up NFL draft show, myself, Aaron, and then Marshall, who does the college ball show with me, and the NBA shows, too. So all three of us are going to joint up and do, you know, to a point. Type draft. We're not going to do some kind of 90-minute post draft, but then on Monday, then we'll hit up, per usual, Aaron and I will hit up the Vikings post draft show. All right, guys, good luck to the Minnesota Vikings. Let's hope. Well, honestly, I want Trent Williams, but anyway, we'll get out of here. We'll see you soon. Peace.